I would say, tell me a place where God is not, like where there is no spirit. All is spirit. Matter is a form of, is an expression of spirit, right? The way I look at it is this.
Welcome everyone to the RCTV podcast.
Yo, let's do it.
I'm your host Revan, and today we here have a special guest, Joel Banisha.
I'm the one, man.
He's the one.
I'm the one.
All right, my friend, what brings you to the RCTV podcast?
Bro, I've been doing some, while you people have been sleeping, I've been doing some heavy work, man. I've been doing some heavy research and work. It's crazy, right? I came up with this model. This is a life-changing model to manifest, bro.
Yes, that's some powerful words. Life-changing, bro. Model.
This model, if you apply this model to your life, you're gonna get instant result. It's crazy, and it helps you just to see life in a completely different form.
A lot of people say that, look, I'm pretty sure there's models out there that people always say instant this, instant that.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us what's so special about this model you're going to present?
Well, I'm definitely not going to advertise anything instant. Because it takes work, right? You got to put in the effort. You can't just show up and say, hello, I'm Jimmy, give me all you...
You're saying this model is like some sort of like a blueprint, like a plan for people to use in their life?
Well, like, I wouldn't say... Yes, there's programs that I'm writing about it. There's programs that are coming now for you guys to be able to purchase that I'm writing about around this model. But essentially, it's a model that will help you see life on a completely different platform, right? When you see life from a completely different perspective, your reality changes.
So it helps increase awareness.
Yeah,
in the way you view life and see things and handle yourself.
100%, man. If you can see what's going on, then you won't be struggling, you won't be toiling. Like, I call this model the WTW model.
Say that again. I'm not sure they heard it properly. What is it?
It's the WTW model, which means the worth to wealth model.
Worth to wealth model.
And right, as you can see it already, right? It's saying the state you want to actually want to go from. You want to go from worth to wealth.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I'm telling you, man, this is deep stuff.
Sure, the title's pretty good.
I did some study on the word wealth, right? And when people say, I want to be wealthy, we actually only think of one area of our life. When people say wealth, what do you think they think of?
Money, financial wealth.
Like, when people say wealthy, the only thing we think about is finance.
Yeah, I think that's how it's presented to us through society and stuff. Like me growing up, that's all I know. Man. That's all I know. Like, well, for me anyway, personally speaking.
Yeah.
Maybe for our viewers out there, same. Who knows?
But that's the ugly truth. The ugly truth is that there's people out there with financial wealth and still depressed as heck, like trying to take their life away and stuff. But you've got all the money in the world, right? I think Jim Carrey actually said. I think I was reading some of his content and Jim Carrey said, I think it was in Instagram or even when it was in a speech, I can't remember where it was, but he actually said, I wish everybody can get all their money they ever wanted and realize that that's not the answer.
It was one of the interviews.
Because when we think of wealth, we just think of financial wealth, but there's actually 7 areas in our life to master.
Because I think it's also a fact, like, it's how it was painted, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's the wealth, I guess you're right, because in society, wealth is important. Yeah. And I guess how wealth was overall, so I think the way wealth was presented to us was through financial state. So wealth is important, but we need to understand what the true understanding of it is, I guess.
Like, the root word for wealth is actually means completely different thing. It has nothing to do with money. It actually just means... It's the word will. It actually means well-being. Yeah, it's a state of abundance. It's a state of fortune, good fortune.
Like positive, welfare, like yeah. Very positive. It
means literally happiness, well-being. It means good fortune. It means to be doing well. That's what wealthy actually means. It means to be well-being. Like the being in you is doing well. And that's what wealthy means.
And I guess the image of that is having a lot of... for me anyways, having a lot of money.
Well, there is some truth to it, right?
Yes.
One side of it.
But that's not the overall focus. That no, you should not. Equivalent. Okay.
Like, I say it this way, right? So there's seven areas of our life, right? There's seven major areas of our lives, right? Wait, you got a pen? Ah, there you go. Seven major areas of our life.
We're learning something today.
Right? So we've got number one. We've got... Yeah, let's wrap all that up. Hopefully you guys can read my writing.
We've got
the physical, right? So that's one area of the life. Number two, we've got the emotional. And so number three, we've got relationship. Number four, we've got time.
Before I was trying to see a correlation. Now I see.
Right.
When you wrote time,
nah,
I
man. See.
So there is a correlation between all of these.
There's career.
Yeah.
And then six. Then you've got finance. And then seven, it's spiritual. Right? So there's literally seven areas of your life, right? Seven areas of your life you can master. But the ugly truth is this. The ugly truth is, when we talk about mastering areas of your life, people literally only know one thing. And that's the sad truth.
Like, can I guess which one of them?
Well, yeah, go ahead, man. You got a red pen? Like, highlight what you think.
Like, people don't have a go at me. This is my personal choice, yeah? Okay.
When someone says, right, success. When they say success, what do you think they're thinking of? What do you think they're thinking of? Like, what do you think is...
I'm gonna highlight two of them, because I'll highlight the first three that pop in my head. First one.
So that's finance.
Yeah.
Korea.
Yeah. One is true. Yeah.
And relationship.
Those are the three I feel personally. This from everything I've kind of observed growing up,
but
stuff.
This is like I don't know about relationship, because I've never seen much people congratulate those who've been married. So if someone's been married as 30 years,
but the thing is, right? But everyone wants that. Everyone wants this ideal partner.
Yeah,
you know,
something
like a significant other. Like growing up, everyone wants that.
Yeah.
That's part of their success. Like that's part of their like complete life story.
So,
having a significant
now we know, right? We know we've got seven areas of our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know wealth has to do with well-being.
Mm.
So that's the human being doing well. Well, the human being can do well in his physical side, his emotional side, his relationship, his time, his career, his finance, and spiritual.
He can do good in all those.
Yeah, he can. And the funny thing is, we don't see all those. When we think success, it's probably one or two, right? And the major one is probably finance. So someone is like hitting goals with finance, but he's not wealthy physically. He's not wealthy emotionally. He's not wealthy through a relationship. He's not wealthy with his time. He's not wealthy with his career, maybe. He's probably not wealthy with his spirituality.
So even the guys, like, you know, the people we see in society that are like presented like as CEOs, artists, musicians, whatever they be, that are very popular.
Yeah.
Even there's some, well, there are some history. Some did come out saying they have mental issues. They are suffering.
Like, I remember I was watching a video lately, and they were talking about Elon Musk, and how he's the face of a lot of success, right? He's the face of exactly what to be. But this little show, what they did when they were going through his life and actually observing his life, what they start to realize is this. He's not wealthy in time. He's not wealthy in relationship. He's struggling in relationship. Like.
Especially the second or third relationship.
Nah, I think it's gone to more than that. Like, Musk is good and stuff, right? He's a good guy, and I know going off on him, but my point is, emotionally, he's constantly breaking down. He's not doing well emotionally. Physically, I'm not sure where that state is, but I've never seen him work out or whatever. I don't know how he's doing physically. so literally the only two areas people know him for, it is his career and violence. That's it, man. That's it.
I'm definitely not not sure I'm anywhere near those seven as well. So that's quite interesting to get an understanding that like life can have a like this is surrounded around
Bro,
life.
You gotta be all out, man. When people talk about success, they only think about making money and having a career.
Is this your understanding of what a success should be core or?
Well, this is not only my understanding. This is reality.
What makes you say that?
Well, let's see if we start taking off these things off the board. Let's see what happens to the individual. Can the individual still be well? If you remove someone's physical wealth, what happens? That in the hospital all the time, they're dying. Money can't save you.
Well, they're not well.
You're not wealthy. You can have all the billions and trillions of dollars, but if it's all going to the hospital, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you call yourself wealthy? It's useless.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you remove the emotion. Then you've got these people around the society that are completely broken. They become emotionless now. And I always say, hurt people. So you've got people that have the compassion for others, that emotionally they're just struggling. They're always breaking down. And because they're breaking down and they can't manage their own mind, they want to give hell to everybody. Your boss that you hate, that's treating you badly, is probably struggling with his emotion.
Wow. That's pretty dark.
You're gonna tell the people, man.
Yo.
You're gonna tell the people what it is.
Yeah, like, point a finger like that? Come on, man.
Look, I'm pointing fingers. Right, but if it's you, though. If it's you.
Hey, my man said it.
If it's you. So the model actually will help us see all these seven areas of our lives in much deeper concept and understand how to shift from spirit to matter. And I'll talk about spirit to matter later on. It's mm-hmm. a crazy shift, right? Wait, emotion, right? And then we talk about relationship. Yes, people say, oh yeah, I don't want to be married, I don't want to have somebody there, but like you said, regardless of what their status is or how they grew up, people long for connection. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, for sure, it's an innate thing, yeah. Like,
yeah. You know, people long for connection, man.
Cause yeah, almost like I can't think about a moment, like I can't really precisely pinpoint a moment when I'm like, yo, I need to be with someone. It's like naturally happens. I think it's a biological.
It's biological,
it's
man.
It's biological, right?
It's in your DNA to want to be connected to somebody or to connect it to something, to be a part of something. So relationship is big. Like it's not only in terms of spouses and stuff. Like even your colleagues have friends that support you and stuff, man. This is reality. Connection, relationship is big.
Yeah, relationship is not just entitled to having a partner, but like, you know, friendships, family, co-workers, as you said. It's like a support system. Relationship should be like, it's like a different levels of support.
You're on the money. You're on the money, man.
Yeah.
So if we remove any of the top three already, someone is breaking down.
Mm.
And then let's say time. A lot of people can't manage their time. They've got so much time and then nothing gets done in all the time that they have. So what happens? They usually end up being depressed. Because that's what you see a lot of you people are following motivational speakers. Why? You're trying to get motivated, man. You're trying to get motivated because you don't know how to manage your time. You're not wealthy in time, bro. This is reality.
Fair.
You're not wealthy in time, man. There's people that with minimal amount of time can get maximum amount of things done.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's you have a whole 6 months. Bro, people took, man, when I was finishing high school, a lot of people were taking gap years and saying, all right, this is the year, I'm going to take a gap year so I can do more. But the reality is, most people that took gap years didn't do anything.
Mm.
And then the year finished and they realized, yo, staff, we actually did nothing.
What do you think the reason was for a gap year then?
Well, it's because they're struggling here, emotionally. They've got some, so it will be one of the seven, right? It's either someone physically is going through some stuff, or their emotional state is all over the place, or their relationship.
So emotional can be mental, basically, right? The word
it's,
mental.
It's essentially mental, yeah. So being able to regulate your emotions, to manage it, if you've got anger management, all the stuff, that's emotional.
Right.
Or someone is going through some relationship kindingi, and when they're going through it, they decide to. To run away essentially, and so yeah, like, bro, what we're talking about. So like, people can't manage their time, so they go crazy on that. And then you've got Korea, which people don't know where they're going. Nobody knows where they're going these days, man. And that's a big topic here.
That's true.
Nobody knows where they're going these days, and so you've got people.
I think especially in that area, it's like kind of hard because everything's kind of bombarded, right? Yes. It's like it's growing up kind of bombarded. You've never been given space to like actually figure, sit and be like, what is it I really need to do or what I want?
That's true.
And there's not really good support system around you that can't explain that clearly. It's just like one thing after another. If not, you hop on social media at a young age, and that bombards you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. Well, like in terms of Korea, everybody thinks they know what you should be.
But it's not. I'm not too sure. Do you actually sit and think about it, man? Who knows? Yeah.
Nah. It's a hard truth. So, and then you've got finance. You've got people that thought they have a career, and then before they know it, they're like staff. I'm boxed into this 9-to-5. I'm gonna get out of here. Why? I ain't getting paid enough.
Goddamn.
So then you have people that thought they had a career, and then look, let me tell you guys the truth. Career is not what you think. Career, if you're just pursuing a job, you will always be unfulfilled.
So it's like you're pursuing this for this.
Yeah. So you're pursuing a career to get finance. And then when you get the finance, you realize the finance is not enough, so you're trying to change career.
I'm pretty sure that's why they're two separate things. I'm not sure that's what the next thing. They don't result in each other. That's why they're two separate categories of what.
Bro.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I'll show you guys some very interesting stuff as we go back. So anyway, so then you're struggling with finance and stuff. And then there comes spirituality. And spirituality ain't about attending a church group, closing your eyes and saying, please God, give me all I need, whatever. Nah. Spirituality, bro. I would say, tell me a place where God is not, like where there is no spirit. All is spirit. Mara is a form of, is an expression of spirit, right? The way I look at it is this. Without Mara, spirit cannot express itself. Mara cannot be in motion without spirit. Spirit cannot express without matter. It's intertwined, bro. It's not. It's 2-1.
So repeat that sentence again. Matter can't be.
Spirit has to express itself.
Okay.
And to express itself, it needs matter. So another way of saying that is this: is that this body is dust, and for this body to come to life, it needs the spirit to be in it. It's like a puppet, right? A puppet in itself is useless, but when a human touches a puppet and puts his hand underneath it, it gives it life, it gives it form, it gives it a story.
Okay.
It gives it purpose, it gives it a use. A cup on its own is useless, but when you got water in the cup, now that water bottle is useful. Now it actually can serve its purpose. So, water without a cup. What's water without a cup? It's useless. If you have no vessel to carry the water, what you gonna do?
Like I said, it was made for specifically to carry liquids or any form of stuff.
Yeah, so you need a vessel to carry the water. The water is the spirit. The vessel is the cup or whatever you're using, a jug these days, whatever people are using.
Then, so you're saying, okay, if you can do anything.
Yeah, and so now if you flip it the other way around, you realize that matter only comes into motion and is animated by spirit. So you start to realize it's really not two different things. It's one thing. I was listening to a doctor lately, his name is Dr. DeMartini. He was saying something very interesting. He sat with a physicist and was and asked the physicist, man, what do you think God is? And this physicist, after years of study, he said, like, God is light. And not the man sitting on the sky that you think of, forget that guy. That's not
God with long hair. That's me.
God is light. And so then they try to really pinpoint what really is this light, right? And they start to realize matter is light at a lower frequency. Okay. Spirit is the highest frequency of it all. So when the frequency drops to its lowest, it allows us to be able to see in physical form. I remember I watched this movie, What's the movie? Lucy? No. Maybe Lucy, maybe some other movie. I don't know what it was. But essentially what they were showing is that a vehicle traveling, right? When a vehicle is traveling in front of you, you can actually see the vehicle pass by. But there is a certain speed.
It's going.
Yeah. When the vehicle reaches a certain speed, you cannot detect it to the naked eye. It's just so quick. Or it's not even a vehicle, anything that goes past the eye. When it's moving at a certain speed, you cannot detect it. And we see things like light, the speed of light. We see things like the wind. We see things like so many compounds. Anyways, I won't go too far into it. But the idea is, all is spiritual in this world, and it's expressed as matter. So spirit and matter are one and the same thing. So when someone looks at me and say, oh, I'm not really spiritual, nonsense. You enjoyed our content? Thank you. If you want more, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and our website for more. If you love what we do, support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto, and all links in the description below. Hey, RCTV. Peace out.